Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Power is back after an outage impacted much of Mishawaka, including the St. Joseph County Dispatch Center last night. It started around 8 p.m., knocking phone and 911 lines down. It also affected downtown Mishawaka. By 8:30, electricity started coming back. Operations were back to normal by 9 o'clock. No word on what caused the outage. The LaPorte County Plan Commission held a public workshop to discuss the proposed Bluestem Solar Farm in the northeast part of the county. A proposed 2,600-acre solar farm in LaPorte County would be the largest in the state and would be about 6 miles east of LaPorte. Dozens of people came out to a public meeting last night to ask questions and share concerns over the environmental impact of the project and loss of agriculture. County leaders say they hope they can find a solution that works for everyone. The YMCA may soon have a new home in the Layton Healthplex space in downtown South Bend. In the proposed YMCA plans pending approval by the city's Redevelopment Commission, the YMCA would lease the third and fourth floor rent-free until December 31, 2032. In exchange, the city would receive the YMCA's 1201 Northside property at no cost for future development. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements preventing millions of employees from pursuing work with competitors or launching their own business after leaving a job. Officials say the agreements limit workers' mobility, depress their wages, and harms entrepreneurship and competition in the U.S. economy. However, many already anticipate this new rule being challenged legally. The effective date is set for 120 days from the rule's publication in the Federal Register. The Senate has sent the foreign aid package to the president's desk. In a 79-18 bipartisan vote last night, senators approved the package sent to them by the House over the weekend. Included in the package is $60 billion of aid to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, $8 billion for security in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific, and legislation that gives TikTok's parent company ByteDance 9 months to sell the social media app or see it banned in the United States. TikTok has said it'll fight the law in court once it's signed, a process that could take years. Toll road officials are warning of a new consumer scam involving the toll road Easy Pass. Officials say that scammers are using texts to deceive people into providing payment for unpaid tolls. You can check the toll road's website for the message's authenticity. The women's basketball transfer portal is down a player after guard KK Bransford decided to return to Notre Dame. Bransford announced her entrance into the portal on April 7th. After conversations with head coach Neil Ivey and looking at her options, Bransford decided staying in South Bend was her best bet. Retaining Bransford, who's averaged 7.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game in 66 appearances, is a positive step towards crafting a complete roster, but Ivy still needs to go into the portal to find depth, especially in the post. A ninth-inning rally by Quad Cities dashed the South Bend Cubs' hope of getting a victory in their series opener. The River Bandits scored 5 runs in their last frame to beat the Cubs 8-5 last night. With the loss, the Cubs fall to 4-12 on the season. South Bend and Quad Cities will get together again tonight. You can hear it starting at 6:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Mike Tauchman hit his first 2 homers of the season, and the Chicago Cubs took a 5-run first-inning lead into a 7-2 win over Houston last night that dropped the Astros 10 games under 500 for the first time since 2016. Despite Eric Fetty's career-high 11 strikeouts and a 3-run homer by Eloy Jimenez in the fourth, the White Sox bullpen gave up a pair of home runs in the 8th and 9th innings before Alex Kirilloff walked it off with an RBI single for Minnesota. The White Sox lose 6-5. Riley Green went deep twice in his first multi-homer game. Mark Canha added a homer, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. Pascal Siakam scored 37 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as the Pacers overcame another fantastic first-half performance from Damian Lillard to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-108 to tie their Eastern Conference first-round playoff series at a game apiece. Game 3 is Friday in Indianapolis. Also in the NBA playoffs, Minnesota's up 2-0 on Phoenix in their series after a 105-93 win. Dallas evened its series with the LA Clippers at a game apiece after winning 96-93. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers outlasted Washington 4-3 to go up 2-0 in their series. Florida needed overtime to beat Tampa Bay 3-2 to go up 2-0. Out west, Colorado beat Winnipeg 5-2, and Nashville topped Vancouver 4-1. Both of those series are now even at a game apiece.
Mostly cloudy skies to start today, becoming sunny, though, and staying a little bit cooler and breezy. High temperatures in the low 50s. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujo.